Climate change is a true global challenge. But as much as it demands sweeping top-down global responses, climate change also demands bottom-up local action. And that's happening in Detroit. After 4 years, Detroit has produced a massive climate action plan. Kimberly Hillnott is leading development of this plan. She's with Detroiters Working for Environmental Justice and with the Detroit Climate Action Collaborative. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Climate change is certainly an issue that mankind is facing, humankind is facing. It is global. Why does the city of Detroit need its own climate plan?
Well, I think that what you said is so important. It is a global issue. And so I had the opportunity to go to Paris last December, and also to Copenhagen, Denmark in 2009. And it was in Copenhagen, Denmark that I really recognized that because it is such a global issue, every single city has a responsibility to address climate change and to make sure that their residents are being protected from the dangers of this emerging issue.
So besides the Detroiters working for environmental justice, who else has been involved in putting the Detroit Climate Action Plan together?
Well, that's a great question because it is probably one of the most collaborative efforts in the entire city. So we have the academic community, which is University of Michigan. We have Wayne State University. We have the U.S. Green Building Council, Detroit chapter. We have General Motors. We have Ford Motor Company. We have DTE Energy. We have the Michigan Environmental Council. And that's just to name a few.
That's a real big cross-section. So this is a plan that isn't put together by government and handed down, but it really is from a cross-section of the community.
That is correct. In addition to those key stakeholders, we've also had focus groups with members of the community. We've had a series of community-based meetings. And so there are many different voices that will be reflected in the Climate Action Plan, which will be released very soon.
Before we get into kind of what's in that plan, are there things that we could point to that numbers show us, yes, climate change has specifically affected Detroit?
Yes, we do. We have what is called the Detroit Climatology, and that was developed by GLESA, which is an initiative between the University of Michigan and Michigan State University, where scientists have come together to look at climate-related issues. And so our climatology shows us that if we do not do anything to address climate change by the year 2020, within a few years, we will see as many as 250 heat-related deaths per year. And so these are very startling numbers because we know that by doing our job to address climate change, we can actually impact the most serious impacts of or effects of climate change. And so we also, our climatology also shows the increase in precipitation. And what we are seeing, the 2014 historical flood, that was an example of climate change. So these 1 in 100 year floods are happening much more frequently. And that's concerning for many reasons, not only for the infrastructure, but also for health reasons. When you have that much water that is coming down at such a rapid pace, well, it overwhelms the infrastructure system. So the city of Detroit has a combined sewer system. And so what that means is that when that water is mixed with, the stormwater is mixed with the sewage contents, then partially treated or untreated sewage actually seeps into the Detroit River. Well, that creates a problem, and also Lake Erie and other water basins. That creates a problem because there are many people in the city of Detroit who fish in the Detroit River. So it's a matter of food security, but it's also a matter of quality of life.
It's certainly a ripple effect that just keeps spreading and spreading. I'm talking with Kimberly Hillnott, who's been leading the development of Detroit's first climate action plan. So I know you're getting ready to release the plan, Kimberly, but give us a sense of the components, some of the main elements of the Detroit plan.
Well, some of the main components of the plan, because we are an urban city, we recognized that we could not do a plan that just focused on adaptation, which is really how cities prepare for the ultimate, the inevitable impact of climate change. But we also had to focus on mitigation. That was very important because the city of Detroit is home to two of the most polluted zip codes in the entire state. And so the mitigation part, as well as the adaptation part, are both very important. So our goals are actually reflective of both. And so we're not only looking at how do we reduce carbon pollution by investing in energy efficiency and encouraging businesses to start out by just doing an energy audit, but we're also looking at how do we increase investment in green infrastructure? How do we spread green infrastructure and particularly targeted green infrastructure? So we're not just looking at planting trees for aesthetic purposes, but really planting trees to improve the quality of life in the areas that are most susceptible and vulnerable to the impact of climate change.
What will individuals be asked to do under the Climate Action Plan? Because I think this, you touched on this a bit earlier, that individuals just feel this is just so big. What could little old me possibly do to really affect change?
Well, I mean, one of the things that people can do is reduce their energy usage. So our greenhouse gas inventory, which was actually conducted by the University of Michigan, the School of Natural Resources, and the Center for Sustainable Systems, showed that one of the biggest kind of contributors to greenhouse gas emissions were homes and buildings and facilities. And so those type of sectors, including transportation, of course, but these are things that people can do. They can reduce the energy usage within their homes by investing in energy efficiency products, lights, appliances, working with city government to make sure that residents are able to take advantage of renewable energy like solar power. People can actually also reduce their reliance on transportation. And so it would be great if we had a really strong public transportation system that could link to all of the major thoroughfares in our city.
It sounds great, and it sounds at this point like a wish list.
Well, yes, it is a wish list, but I believe that in order to implement anything, you have to have a list. And so our job is to develop research and to have an implementation plan for the action plan. And so the action plan, of course, is our wish list. But one of the things, I look at it as a wish list that can actually be implemented because of the partners that we have at the table. And I did fail to mention that we also have been fortunate enough to have the city of Detroit as well as the state of Michigan helping us with this plan.
Kimberly, what do you think a climate resilient Detroit will look like? What's your vision?
My vision of a climate resilient Detroit is really more cooling centers that are available when we have extreme heat. So right now we have, obviously there are some that are available that I believe is through the Recreation Department or the Health Department, but it would be great to have those cooling centers actually correspond with our heat maps. So it would show the areas that are most susceptible to climate change. It would be great to have the city establish a sustainability office, and I believe that they are moving towards that. But the major one is just reducing the pollution in this city. So what are some creative things that can be done that business leaders can do to say, you know what, there is too much pollution in this city. How do we become good corporate neighbors and do our part to make sure that the city of Detroit is not only a prosperous, but it's also a livable city. It's a healthy city. It's a safe city. And so that's what a climate resilient city looks like. It also includes, I forgot to mention, the economic factor, meaning that as these buildings are being retrofitted, that Detroiters are giving an opportunity to participate in this economic revival that will come through renewable energy and other clean sources of energy.
Kimberly Hillnott has been leading the development for the past 4 years of Detroit's first climate action plan. It was great to talk with you, Kimberly, and we'll be following through as you get this out and released and up and running. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
And it has been my pleasure. Thank you.